Sex is the life force energy that runs through us all. Can you use sexual energy for your spiritual evolution, or perhaps for emotional healing? Is it even possible? Clinical sexologist Dr. Martha Tara Lee will explore all these and more on Eros Evolution on Home Times Radio.
Hello and welcome to Eros Evolution. This is where sexuality and spirituality meets. My name is Martha. I'm a clinical sexologist with a doctorate in human sexuality, and I'm from Eros Coaching. That's eroscoaching.com. So I've been doing this show almost coming to 3 years now, short of 2 months, and I've learned so many things about sexuality and spirituality. And even though I think I know a lot of things, I always get a different insight, different perspective, different nuggets of information from all my guests. And I really, really am so grateful that over the years, I've had so many different guests come on, and many of them are really leading experts in their own right. And so today we're going to focusing on the word pleasure. And today's show title is Living Your Sensuous and Orgasmic Life, and we're with Mayola Woods. So pleasure, as you know, has a bad name in society. Often we believe we have to put off our pleasure, wait for another time, or not have it all. So where are you at? How much pleasure are you allowing yourself to receive? When we live our lives from a paradigm of pleasure, we change from the inside out. As discussed in her upcoming book, It's an Inside Job, Mayola will share today principles to include pleasure in your everyday life and living. And she's a pioneer of courage who bravely speaks about things that make most of us uncomfortable. She specializes in teaching individuals and couples the art of connection, connecting, and cultivating the choice of arousal to deepen intimacy, sensation, and pleasure. Being a sexual being, a mother of four teenagers, and pleasure enthusiast, Mayola appreciates the time constraints, daily and societal pressures that can play havoc on our erotic lives. Mayola teaches ways to explore and enhance your lovemaking in everyday life, using techniques and practices that can turn you and your life on. So she's an author, certified sexological body worker and somatic sex educator with extensive practice and experience in education, body work, and energetics. And you can find her at eroticcoaching.com.au. That's erotica without an A. So it's E-R-O-T-I-C coaching.com.au. So welcome to the show.
Oh, hello, Martha. Thank you for that warm introduction. That was beautiful. Thank you. It's great to be here.
Thank you. Yeah, I stumbled over your pronouncing, how to pronounce your website. How do you pronounce it?
Yes, it's eroticcoaching.com.au. So it's all one word, but it's, yeah. So it's eroticcoaching.com.au.
Right. Yes, I think it's too early in the morning. I got it all confused. Yes, I confused it with erotica. I confused it with, I don't know what I was confused with, but it's very early in the morning. It's 4 a.m. in the morning over here, and 7 a.m. in Sydney, where Mayola
is
based.
Seven. Yeah.
And so tell us, yes, so tell us about pleasure. Why do you feel pleasure has a bad name?
My experience with pleasure is, in society, we're not allowed to have it, or we're only allowed to have a little bit of it. Or there's a saying, there'll be tears for all this laughter. So if you have too much pleasure, then you'll be punished for for having it. You can't have too much of a good time. And, you know, there's lots of studies that show societies that actually encourage pleasure have less war, have less violence. And these are not new studies. These are studies that have been around for a long time. And so for me, I have found a different way into healing and working with the body through pleasure.
Mm. Yeah. So now that you say, I think of like chocolate, you know, like we tell ourselves, don't have too much chocolate or dessert. And this sense of pleasure is very much associated with this need to have self-restraint and as if it's sinful and, we shouldn't be doing it, it's bad for us. So no wonder we start to think of pleasure as something that we need to stop ourselves from. So how does this begin to affect us when it comes to pleasure to stop ourselves?
Well, often I think what people say to me, well, if I just followed my pleasure, you know, nothing would get done and, you know, I would just be eating, you know, Tim Tams, you know, and I suppose, you know, there's an ad in Australia for Tim Tams that, you know, you could have a genie that you would have a never-ending supply of Tim Tams. And although that sounds great, if we were actually following the pleasure, everything has a cycle. So there's a pleasure has a cycle as well. And if we keep following it, it's like being on the crest of a wave. And if we follow the crest of the wave, then that moves us possibly from eating, you know, 25 million Tim Tams to, okay, well, I've had enough of Tim Tams now. I want to eat some broccoli or I want to eat something else. And when we take that into our sexual lives, then we move that into curiosity and pleasure. So where is this sensation in my body and how could it be better? And how could I move this pleasurable state through the rest of my body? We have more of a playfulness and a curiosity. And it's not that we get stuck with one, you know, we have one sort of set of tools of this has to be pleasurable or this is pleasurable. And sometimes, you know, what has been pleasurable for a long time changes. Our neurology changes, something happens and we change. When we're curious about pleasure, it opens up a new paradigm for more of it to come in and for more of it to be alive.
Mm. Yes. So tell us more about that. How does it really open up more pleasure?
Yeah, so what I've worked with, I've done lots of work over the years. I like to think that, you know, my last 20 years has brought me to where I am now into my zone of, you know, love, really. And I do the work because it makes my body sing. And nothing not to say that I've done lots of cathartic work and lots of really delving deep into my soul. And then there was a time when I was using pleasure on my own body and I noticed that what happened was the pleasure allowed the body to open and the body opened when it was ready. So not when my Ola was ready to force it to open and say to it, you need to be over this now and you just need to get on with things. When it came from pleasure, this space of pleasure, this curiosity, this innocence, the body felt safe. The body felt loved. The body felt enormous amount of respect and it was able to open like a flower would. And it began to open in ways that I only could dream about. And now taking that working with people, I see that in people's bodies all the time. It's not always pretty. Let me just clear that up. Sometimes there is cathartic and there is memories and trauma and things that come out. But my experience is when they come out with pleasure, the body is safe and the body releases and opens in its own way, which is phenomenally beautiful to watch.
Mm. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
And you also see this with your clients also.
Yeah, so that's how I work with my clients as well now, is, you know, where is, I've got a little exercise for our listeners in a little while, but I have run them through where is the pleasure, and what, you know, most of us, it's what's in the way of our pleasure. Like what is stopping us from having our pleasure? Because often it's what's in the way that keeps us small, keeps us contracted, keeps us being limited, and keeps us from being expanded, wholly expressed sexual beings. You know, for me, you know, pleasure is love in motion. So when, you know, when we're loving with ourselves or with someone else, then that is pleasure in motion. Our love just has a way of movement.
That's beautiful.
And when we, so where we focus on the pleasure, so often, you know, how much pleasure are we willing to receive is a question I ask lots of people. How much pleasure are you willing to receive? As often we have a cap. Often we have a ceiling on what our pleasure limit is. Do you think so, Martha?
Yeah, I'm really meditating on your words because, you know, I hear these, and sometimes it's so easy to take words for granted. So I'm really going deep with your words. You know, you said earlier, more pleasure, less war. And people believing that with pleasure, nothing can get done. However, when we approach it with curiosity, with innocence, then there's an opening up. So, yeah, I'm really meditating on that. So, yeah, we have a break, and we'll come back and talk about practices around pleasure after this.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance. Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Every 2 minutes, an American is sexually assaulted. The majority of victims know their attacker. It could be your friend, your neighbor, or someone you met at a party. If you said no, it's rape, and it's a crime. This is Christina Ricci with RAIN. Call the National Sexual Assault Hotline today at 1-800-656-HOPE or visit RAIN.org. That's RAINN.ORG.
Brought to you by RAIN and this station.
You are listening to Eros Evolution on the Om Times Radio Network. And you can share this show with your friends by going to the link omtimes.com/mobile. With this link, you'll be able to listen to the show without needing to download any app. So that makes it really convenient. We are with Mayola Woods today, and today's show title is Living Your Sensuous and Orgasmic Life. And her motto is Pleasure is Love in Motion. And she gave us a really great introduction and case into why we need to make pleasure a priority in our lives. And I was really deep in meditation on that because often we hear these words And it's really important to examine and re-examine our association with these words and what it means to us so that we can deepen our connection with ourselves. And so Mayola Woods, she has a very interesting career. She's an author, certified sexological body worker and somatic sex educator, and she has extensive experience in education, body work, and energetics. Her website is eroticcoaching.com.au. And I was wondering, you being a mother of four, and I'm very interested in what led you to do the work that you're doing. Perhaps maybe you did other things before. I'm not sure. So I'm very interested to hear a little bit more about your career before going into pleasure practices.
Great. Great. Thanks, Martha. It wouldn't be the first time I was called strange, I have to tell you. I always, as a child, I can remember, wanting more and asking for more and being told I should be happy with how things are and, don't go looking for too many things and just be happy as things are. And I suppose there was always a sense of me that thought there is more and I want to go looking for it. I want to be curious. And when I was, I've always had a very strong spiritual side. And so what that looks like for me is I, went on cosmic land journeys and I, communed with God and the universe and the cosmos. And I was having, what I now would know, I didn't at the time, I was young, but now I would know I was having, extensive full body orgasmic experiences with the universe. And I noticed that, although my spiritual life and my personal development life was very rich, there was something not quite, I knew that I was missing something in my sexuality and I knew that there was more and I just knew it was in my bones somewhere. So I followed the energetics part for quite some time and how to unblock that and the kundalini, the prana, the chi. And then I really went into the physical side of things, and when I could see people, I knew that people would come and see me and there was still something to do with their intimacy, their relationships, their vulnerability, and I didn't quite have enough skills. So I went on a physical journey with sexuality as well. And so now in the last 8 or 10 years, I've brought them together. So now, so without too much information, what that now looks like is I now have, full body ecstatic orgasms. Still sometimes with the cosmos and the wind, but I also have them with physical people in my physical body as well. So
beautiful.
For me, that has been
go ahead.
Following that pleasure has been my saving grace, really. I moved from a world where pain was very much how a pain was very much a way of life, and I don't mean necessarily physical pain, but the pain of life when I didn't quite understand what was happening, to moving into a shift in a paradigm where pleasure is now the focus, the way of being and the way of living, and so my whole life has changed.
Mm. Beautiful. Yeah, so it sounds like you have a very sensitive body, and perhaps you were having all these, like you mentioned, full body orgasms, and now you've learned how to hone it so that you are much more able to, channel it when you want to.
That's exactly correct. That's exactly right. I had skills I didn't have a clue what to do with, and now I've honed them and practiced them, and now I can teach them to others so that they don't have to spend, 15 years, trying to learn it. They can, adopt the practices and learn it much quicker than I did. But yes, it's an embodied experience. Practice. I mean, my motto is practice with curiosity. And I think our instruments, our bodies, like anything, if we were playing the violin or learning a new instrument, we would be practicing and practicing and practicing.
So what has been the practice that has been, the most transformational for you?
learning how to, I know this sounds so simple, but learning how to breathe has been, I think, the biggest learning and the biggest way to access pleasure and arousal in any state. And learning how to consciously breathe in different styles of breathing so that I could access different parts of my nervous system, turn my nervous system on, turn my nervous system off. For those of you that are, you know, aware of nervous systems, I'm predominantly parasympathetic. And so that means that I'm very relaxed and quite aroused a lot of the time. And for years, when I presented to people, like when I went to the naturopath or the kinesiologist, you know, I have these big eyes, and a lot of the time they would tell me I had adrenal fatigue. And I didn't have adrenal fatigue. I was just highly aroused by life and didn't quite know what to do with it. So now the conscious breathing and the different techniques has given me freedom in my own body, that I can choose whether I want to be parasympathetic or I want to move into a sympathetic and a highly aroused, you know, a more orgasmic, climaxy kind of state. And I get to choose that rather than it being unconscious.
I see. Beautiful. So yes, so most important thing for you was breathing. Breathing changed your life, and that we don't breathe properly, and also we don't use our breath to manipulate the way we feel in our bodies. So breath helped you a lot. So what could listeners begin to do for themselves for a start?
Okay, so for a start, actually, you know, consciously breathing, having an awareness of your breath. You know, like where, you know, beginning, just where does my breath come in? Does it come in my mouth? Does it come, you know, in my nose? How does it enter my body? And then where does it go once it's in my body? So getting that subtle awareness of how do I breathe? And where does my breath go? Does it go only into my lungs? Does it go down to my belly? Does it go down to my pelvis? Or do I breathe with my whole body? So how am I breathing? What is happening? And then the flip side is, what happens when the breath leaves my body? Does it leave from my belly and it comes up? Does it leave out my mouth or does it leave out my nose? Just even that subtle sense of where is my breath now? How am I breathing? And I know that it sounds so simple, but when we start to, you know, breathing is one of the foundations of sexual activity. When, you know, we know when we get aroused that our, you know, often our breath quickens. But if we had choice around our breath, we could decide or we could choose and we can have freedom that I don't want to be that aroused just yet. I want to come back a little bit. Or I want to be more aroused so I can enhance my breath and use it much quicker and much, much faster to be more aroused. And it gives us, I think it's, for me, it's one of those things that, you know, it's like a little rock in a pool. It, you know, looks so simple, but the ripples that go out into our world, not only with sex, but also in our, you know, if I was doing a project and I wanted to be more heightened, I would increase my breathing. If I wanted to do meditative, I would decrease my, you know, really become embodied. And so you can start to use conscious breathing in all of your life.
Yes. Okay, so first awareness, then conscious breathing, conscious choice, being aware of choice. Mm-hmm. That's really important, I think. Shift of consciousness, this recognizing the use of our breath and then just observing it is already the start of it. So really, really well put. So what else would you suggest to listeners?
The other part is, you know, starting to become aware of what is happening in your body. You know, what is, you know, what is, you know, when you, because we, you know, we start to have an awareness and we start to bring ourselves into our bodies, well, what's happening? And so often the beginning of that is, you know, my hips feel tight, I've got a sore knee, I've got a sore shoulder, or, you know, sensations, I can feel tingly in my chest, I can, you know, my lower back feels light and fluffy, I can see colours in my body. So start to have an awareness of what is happening, you know, and that can be done by doing a little scan through the body. And so what's happening in my feet and in my legs, what's happening in my genitals? So how are they feeling today? Because often we don't check in with our genitals. We kind of bypass them. We do the tops of the legs, we do the pelvis. Sometimes we skip that bit in the middle. Starting to gain awareness of what is actually happening in our bodies. And for some people, it's noticing that they don't know. It's noticing that they're numb. It's noticing that I can't feel something. It's noticing that they don't have an awareness. And that is beautiful awareness to have that. You know, numbness and no feeling is a really great awareness to have.
Would you say it's common?
Yes, it's common when people first start, definitely. Yeah, we don't know what we don't know.
And then how soon then it's practice. Will they begin to progress?
Well, it's practice. So the more you do it, if you set a little timer, I get a lot of my clients to set a little timer during the day and have a check-in with their body, what's happening, so that they begin to build that skill and build that awareness, because that's what, when we first begin to practice something, we need to do a lot of it to become aware and to have the noticing and actually notice what we're noticing, because if it's not been a practice, then we're walking into the unknown, so it's practice. It does take a little bit of time, but most people I know, you know, very quickly with lots of practice, lots of checking in during the day, start to show a big difference in their somatic awareness of what's happening in their body.
Yeah, kind of like less is more, and then it becomes a regular. So yeah, we have a break, and after this break, we'll talk more with Mayola Wood.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
More than 24 million Americans have an autoimmune disorder, and that number continues to grow. I'm Sharon Saylor, and I'm one of those 24 million. To put that number in perspective, cancer affects about 9 million and heart disease up to 22 million. That's why I've brought together top experts and those thriving regardless of their diagnosis to bring you the latest, most up-to-date information. Join me, Sharon Saylor, Friday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, for the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio to find out how to live your life uninterrupted.
What's up? This is Brad and Mike from Linkin Park. For Lifebeat, the music industry fights AIDS. Listen up, times are tough and you get a lot of things thrown your way. If you're being pressured to have sex and you're not ready, then say no. If you're having sex, be smart and use protection. Respect yourself and protect yourself.
For more information, call the National AIDS Hotline at 1-800-342-AIDS or log on to www.lifebeat.org.
This is Martha once again. You are listening to Eros Evolution, where sexuality and spirituality meet. We are with Mayola Woods today, and we're talking about pleasure and the importance of pleasure. Just before the break, we were talking about how you can begin to be aware of your pleasure, and the first thing being breath. So with awareness, then we can exercise choice. And Mayola was sharing that you can start by coming back to your body regularly and noticing what's happening, not just with your breath, but also what's happening inside your body. With more awareness, you start to shift from perhaps don't know, not having awareness, numbness, to having more sensation and, of course, pleasure. Okay, so right now, Mayola, you mentioned that to me offline that you would like to take us through a meditation.
I would. So
tell us more about it.
So I have this little meditation that I will run through. So if you're driving and I tell you to close your eyes, please don't. Get a recording of the audio and have a listen to it later. But this meditation is just going to give you a sense of where pleasure is in your body, how you might follow it, how you might allow it to grow, and how you might, you know, encourage this practice in the future, because sometimes we don't know how to access our pleasure in our own bodies. So it's often easier if somebody leads you through in the beginning, so that you have some context and you can just focus on the pleasure and focus on what's happening in your body, and you don't have to be distracted by remembering what the words are or what anything else is. So if you're ready, so I'd ask you to get a comfortable position. Find yourself with your feet on the floor or your back straight. And just focusing on the breath. So bringing that breath in the body and noticing where it goes. And intending. So intending means we don't have to get there. So intending for the breath to come down to your belly. And then as it leaves, notice what happens. And just notice as you breathe, as you breathe very deeply, what happens to your body. What do you notice? And like I said, if you're noticing nothing or you're noticing numbness, that is really good noticing. There's no right and wrong. There's nothing to fix. There's nothing to change. And just noticing with your breath as it deepens, what is happening in your body? Is it relaxing? Is it becoming more open? Is it tensing? Just being open to what you're noticing. And then just getting a little sense of what is happening in your feet, in your lower legs, your knees, the tops of your legs, and then your genitals. And what do you notice happening in your genitals as you bring your awareness and your noticing? What do you notice? Does it feel tight? Does it feel numb? Does it feel relaxed? Does it feel tingling? There are no right and wrong answers. Only you can hear them. And just getting a sense and awareness of where your genitals, how they're feeling in this moment. And your anus, getting a sense to feel contracted, expanded, relaxed, open. And then bring your awareness through your pelvis, And just getting a sense of your torso, your front and your back of your torso, your internal organs. So moving up, getting a sense of your chest, and your heart, and your ribs. Getting a sense of your nipples. Bring your awareness down to your fingertips and your hands, and your forearms, and your elbows, and your upper arms, your shoulders. Your neck and your throat. And your face. So your chin and your mouth and your teeth. Just noticing where they are. Are they relaxed? Are they clenched? Moving your awareness through your cheekbones and your eyes. And through your forehead and your skull and your scalp. And then every hair follicle on your body. Just getting a see if you can get a sense of what's happening. And then letting that go and just letting your breath return to normal. Then return to its natural state. And then just intending to find pleasure in your body. See if you can find or get a sense of where pleasure is in your body. It might be the tiny little speck. It might be the whole of your body. It might be the whole of, 3 feet from your body. But just get a sense of where pleasure is in your body and bring your awareness and bring your breath and bring your attention to that place. And see if it has a color. It might have a color, it may not. Notice if it's see-through or not. Noticing if it's thick or thin, how much the space does it take up. And as you're bringing your awareness and your breath to your pleasure, what is happening? Notice what's happening. Notice if it grows. Notice if it becomes stagnant. Notice if it's just the same. There's no right and wrong. There are just noticings and awarenesses. So keeping your attention there for just another little while. And what would happen if you followed the pleasure? What would happen if you followed it through the body? Can it move? Does it move? It may not. Maybe you're just holding that one little speck of pleasure in your body. Maybe you're holding your whole body. However it is for you, allowing if it moves to follow, and what happens? What happens to your breath? What happens to your body? What happens to your sensations as you follow the pleasure in your body? And the other part here is that we know then, we have a sense that our pleasure is our own, and our pleasure comes from us. So when we cultivate our pleasure within, that builds and builds and builds. So that we have our own pleasure tap, our own pleasure mountain, our own pleasure well. It can be filled up with ourselves. So just noticing what is happening now to your pleasure. Where is it in your body? Has it changed? Is it the same? And then just allowing that to let go, just allowing the pleasure. You can still keep an awareness of it if you like, but becoming aware of your whole body, becoming aware of your breath, deepening it, and beginning to have awareness of your pelvis and wriggling your toes and your fingertips. And if you've got your eyes closed, just opening them and just allowing yourself to savor that pleasure, savor that awareness and noticing that you've now received from your own pleasure. Where did you notice your pleasure, Martha?
Beautiful. My heart, really.
Ah, lovely. Great.
Yeah, thank you for that.
Did it have
beautiful.
A color?
Pink. Yeah.
Nice.
It's really nice to take time to just come back to your body and just sing into it. And it really helped that your voice was really soothing and reassuring.
Yes.
Thank you for that.
Yeah. Ah, you're welcome. So, yes, so we could do that a few times a day, and our pleasure, you know, that would increase the amount of pleasure we're willing to receive, and that would, you know, increase our feeling and our allowance and our awareness of it.
So, more with Mayola after this break.
Best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio, your conscious lifestyle on steroids. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hi, this is Julie Keigel.
And I'm Susan Schuler.
And I'm Lori Walker.
And we are
the Psychic Angel Channelers
from Angel Talk Tuesday.
Tune in every week at 10 a.m. Eastern on OhmTimesRadio.com.
The angels have heard your call and are here to help.
Are you ready to receive?
Bathe in the beautiful vibrational frequency to help you heal, expand, and remember your magnificence with Angel Talk Tuesday.
It's on us to stop sexual assault.
To get in the way before it happens.
To get a friend home safe.
And to not blame the victim.
It's on us.
To look out for each other.
To not look the other way.
It's on us to stand up.
To step in.
To take responsibility.
It's on us, all of us,
to stop sexual assault.
Learn how and take the pledge at itsonus.org.
Welcome back to the last 15 minutes of today's show, Living Your Sensuous and Orgasmic Life with Mayola Woods. And she's an author, certified sexological body worker and somatic sex educator with experience in education, bodywork, and energetics. You can find her at eroticcoaching.com.au. That's erotic, E-R-O-T-I-C,
And actually, Mayola has an offer for all of you out there. You can go subscribe to her downloadable ebook called eroticcoaching.com.au/5principles, the number 5 principles. And you'll be able to download that. So tell us more about this downloadable, Mayola.
Yes, this is a nice downloadable book, The 5 Principles of Sacred Lovemaking. So to be able to take our lovemaking, bring our spirituality and our love and our sexuality together. And it has, you know, the 5 principles, including presence and practice. But when you bring that presence to our lover, to our partner, to our beloved, when we can look at them and see beyond the mask, beyond the physicalness, but see them as a true being, as the, you know, I guess when we're spiritualizing matter and we're bringing in, we can see them for the beings that we are, that moves our sexual practices, our sexual activities, it moves into being a sacred, intimate part of our lives that nurture us, and, you know, both parties grow and both parties, you know, there's a longevity to that. There's no agenda, and we have to get somewhere. There seems to take away that kind of society beliefs of things, and moves us to a paradigm of, you know, openness and oneness with someone.
Beautiful. So you mentioned presence, practice. What are the other ones?
Being purposeful and being curiosity, bringing curiosity into not allowing the mundane to become, you know, lots of people say to me, well, how do I keep, you know, be sexy after 20 years? If we allow ourselves to be purposeful and present, and when we bring pleasure, the little exercise that I did, bringing that in when you can feel your pleasure in your own body and then feeling that with someone else, that allows us to take, things are not mundane and boring anymore. Things are extraordinary and things are succulent, because there's something beyond the physical that happens. We're creating more from what is there.
Beautiful. So presence, practice, yeah. Purposeful, curiosity.
And pleasure.
Pleasure. Beautiful. Mm-hmm. Thank you. So on this show, I always ask my guests what they see or feel is the link between sex and spirit for them. So, yeah, in your own words, what is the link between sex and spirit for you?
Oh, for me, the link between sex and spirit is, for me, it's what got me into my work. You know, I had a very spiritual, spiritual-filled life, and my sexuality to be that good as well. And so I took on the practices, both solo and partnered, where I incorporated my spirituality into my sexuality and was able to merge them. And for me, I had this conversation with a client the other day. I used the word erotic, and because, you know, I'm the erotic coach and my website is erotic coaching, and often that word erotic can trigger people, or it gets them, you know, it brings something up in them. For me, erotic is the spirituality and the sexuality together, because erotic for me is more than the physical, it's more than the spiritual, it's more than the sexual, it's all of it together. It's, you know, it's my erotic self, it's somebody else's erotic self, it's our erotic lives. So bringing that all together is how, in my erotic body, you know, I kind of have a sense was only, you know, a number of years ago I discovered my erotic body. I felt like I had been working with all sorts of bodies for years, the light body, the this body, the other body. No one had mentioned an erotic body. And once I got in touch with my erotic body, I was just, you know, in awe and in love, and it kind of brought that, you know, on a physical sense, that heart and genitals together, in a cosmic sense, that sexuality and spirituality together inside my physical body. It gave me something very tangible to work with.
That's beautiful. Thank you. So from what I understand is you see the link between sex and spirit through the body.
Yes. Yeah, I think that's the link. Yeah, getting both of them inside the body. Yeah. So then it's an embodied experience. It's not just a, it's not just a genital experience. It's not just a heart experience. It's not just a head experience. It's not just a cosmic experience. All of them, you know, coming together is, I suppose, is the practice, and is the learning. Well, how do I bring that into my life, and how do I make it practical, and how do I make it possible?
That's great. So I have friends who are spiritual, and they often feel like they're having like a out of body experience, kind of like floating in their body, or really feeling very difficult to stay in their body. And so it's important to be in our bodies, I feel, because there is a purpose why we are born in this body. And since we're here, not being in our body is actually not beneficial. It's not serving us to not be fully in our power and in our bodies. And so I agree, what you're saying, which is the link between the two.
Yeah, I agree, Martha. And I would have had a very spiritual, you know, personal development. I would have had a very rich life, and but still, you know, deep in my core, there was something missing. And it wasn't until I brought sexuality, it wasn't until I merged them in my physical body, or used my physical body as the gateway, that my life shifted, my life changed, and everything changed. So, yeah, it's the, for me, it is the gateway. It is the opening. It is the, yeah, we are human. Yeah, we're here in a body. We need to be in it. Yeah. Right.
Yeah, beautiful. So you have a book, and we're just going to, you know, start to wrap up the show. So you have a book, and it's going to come out in November. So you're taking pre-orders, and people can order it through your website. That's eroticcoaching.com.au. Tell us more about your book.
Yeah, so my book is, I found a way to bring my last 20 years together. And so it has education, it has spirituality, it has sexuality, but most of all, it has, you know, a story, and it has examples, but it has practices. So these are practices for both solos and partnered people. So there's two different sections. And so, because, you know, we have, I believe, I know my own self, I need to be really juicy, and I need to be really on to really connect with someone else. And if I'm coming from that place, then it's very different to wanting someone else to be that for me. So there's solo practices so that we can get to know and get to play and be curious and build sensation with ourselves. And then there are partnered practices where we can, you know, learn how to develop vulnerability, intimacy, connection in a variety of states and in a variety of ways to really develop that relationship with someone if we so desire. I mean, so if you've ever wanted a book, you know, if you've ever wanted a step-by-step book on, if I could just have someone tell me which steps to take, you know, where to sit, how to sit, where to look, with my partner, so we could do it at home and not, you know, not be frightened by a group, then this is the book that gives, you know, step-by-step practices on how to grow your sensation and orgasmicness, both solo and partnered.
Great. Sounds really amazing.
I hope so. It's an exciting journey writing it. So
it will be available on your website, and where can people buy it subsequently?
It will be in, well, they can buy it on the website all the time. Currently we're taking pre-orders. Once it's out, it will still be available on the website, and then it will go into some stores. And there will be an international version as well, so if you stay in tune, stay watching the website or subscribe to a newsletter, then we'll be able to tell you when the international version is out as well. Oh, how you can get it.
What is the difference?
Well, there will be there's an online version that will probably be out in November as well. It's getting done. But there's a printed copy, and there will be an online copy as well. The postage is the difference. Now, once you start posting overseas from Australia, it becomes very expensive. That's all. So we've made it so everyone can get access to it. So there's, if you wanted a copy, we're happy to post it.
Great. So thank you. We have to wrap up the show. Thank you so much, Mayola Woods. And be sure to check out her website. That's eroticcoaching.com.au, and also her book, not to mention her downloadable ebook. That's with a / 5 principles. So yes, be sure to tune in next week. And I have a very different guest who is not a sex expert, talking about something entirely different. So stay tuned next week for Arrow's Evolution. In the meantime, have a great week ahead. Goodbye.